Some 104 survivors of one of Europe's worst ever migrant disasters have been brought ashore here in the Greek port city of Kalamata. Most of these exhausted people have bedded in sleeping bags and blankets provided by rescuers in a large warehouse close to Kalamata. But Greek authorities now say that more than 500 migrants, including many children, are believed to have died after their overloaded fishing boat capsized and sank off southern Greece. There was no hope of finding more survivors. The tragedy happened in deep waters, about 50 miles or 80 kilometers from the southern coastal town of Pylos. Erasmia Rumana of the UN refugee agency UNHCR tries to give survivors some hope.
We are in a very difficult psychological situation right now. They are under shock. So I think that the medical and psychological needs of the people, as well as their communication with their families, that's their biggest concern. They want to tell their families that they are well.
But the transfer of the dead to Athens has already begun. Search efforts continued through the night and on Thursday, but to no avail. Greek authorities now put the fatalities at more than 500, but admitted they would never be sure. The figures were based on information from survivors and estimates from the Coast Guard as to how many people were crammed onto the vessel. Media reports have quoted survivors saying more than 700 could have been on board, including some 100 children who were in the hold and likely drowned. Outside the Coast Guard office in Kalamata, where survivors were being taken initially, a Syrian man whose wife was missing after the shipwreck was seeking answers. Kassam Abosid, who lives in Germany, told reporters he last heard from his wife Isra 8 days ago. She had paid $4,500 to travel on the boat. Before the boat began to flounder late on Tuesday night, authorities said that people on the vessel's crowded outer deck repeatedly turned down attendant assistance from a Greek coast guard. Many came from Egypt, war-torn Syria and Pakistan. They wanted to be among the 72,000 refugees and migrants who authorities said somehow reached Europe's frontline countries, Italy, Spain, Greece, Malta and Cyprus this year. Greek authorities said these people wanted to reach Italy in hopes of finding a better life. But those dreams ended for most in the waters of the Aegean Sea. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.